Small town life. In a small town called Oban, on the northwest coast of Scotland, there is a cafe where young people meet after school and at weekends. Kyle and Alana go there regularly. Let us find out what they and a youth worker called Laurie have to say about school, the Oban Youth Cafe, and life in general.
I'm Kyle, and I live in Oban in Scotland. Oban is a small town, and only about 13,000 people live here. There's not really anything to do here, except for the youth club, or the cafe, as we call it. I've lived here all my life. I'm 14, and I hope to leave Oban when I'm 16.
Hi, my name is Alana, and I'm 15. I've lived in Oban pretty much all my life. I moved away once, but you get attached to this place. There's not a lot to do here, but I go swimming and to the gym and, of course, to the cafe. I go to Oban High School, which is the only high school here. It is a pretty big school with a lot of pupils. People from 30 or 40 miles away come to the school. It's a good school, but the uniform policy is pretty strict.
It's not a bad school, but I don't really enjoy it. My favourite subject is music because I like playing the guitar and singing. In first and second year, you have to learn Gaelic. In third year, you can choose whether to take it or not. The language I take now is French. The main languages they teach us now are Spanish, German and French. Gaelic is dying out.
Everyone used to want to learn Gaelic. It used to be a big deal, but nowadays no one wants to speak it. It's fading away now. If you live in Oban, you don't really want to speak Gaelic. By the way, English people and Scottish people are really different. It annoys people if they're called English, because we're not English.
I agree that Scottish and English people are different, but as I see it, I love Great Britain. I'm British. English and Scottish people are both British. I have all respect for Her Majesty the Queen, so I class myself as Scottish, but overall, I would class myself as British.
Glasgow and Edinburgh are different from Oban. Edinburgh is like the posh side of Glasgow. If you go into Glasgow, there will be rough areas and stuff.
Yeah, Glasgow is rougher. It used to be the murder capital of Europe. Edinburgh is different. Some people call Edinburgh Little England. People from Edinburgh are supposed to be posher and more sophisticated.
I have the opportunity to leave school now, but I'll stay on. If you have more qualifications, it'll help you. It's hard to get a job in Oban without qualifications. My plan for the future is to go to Tullyallion, which is a police college. I want to join the police force. My father is a police officer, and I find it interesting. Next year, I'm actually going to work with the police for a month and see what they really do.
Currently, I have work out of Oban at a kind of hotel. I basically do maintenance. In the future, I hope to move outside of Oban and get a job where there's a good trade so I can move about to different places.
The cafe keeps a lot of young people out of trouble because it's somewhere we can go at nights, somewhere where all our friends are. We have the computers and the pool table and the youth workers. They're really good and are always here to talk to and stuff. They're a big help. The cafe is somewhere to go to relax. It makes you happy and you go home in a much better mood. You've got a lot of freedom here. You can also learn a lot from being here. I learnt how to play pool here at the Youth Cafe.
Laurie, staff.
Many of the high school kids live in small villages or on the islands. The majority of the island kids travel by boat on a Sunday. They stay in accommodation and are away from their family. Then on Friday, when they finish school, they sail back for the weekend. So they all live in a hostel. It's a great place and it's got a fantastic staff. But it is quite a significant experience for somebody who is maybe 12. They're going from a school on an island that is perhaps 10 other pupils to living with people they don't know and going to a school with 1,400 people. They do have youth workers that provide activities and support for them, but the school is quite unique in that sense.